Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Still in this chapter of the prohibition went of mailing, wailing, mourning, etc. excessively over the limit at the time of a person's death, and a few other aspects also with regard to this. وَعَنِ النُعْمَانِ بْنِ بَشِيرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُمْ قَالْ أُغْمِيَ عَلَى عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ رَوَاحَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُمْ. Hazrat Nu'man ibn Bashir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a sahabi, says that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had become unconscious at one time. فَجَعَلَتْ أُخْتُهُ تَبْكِي, and his sister started crying. وَتَقُولُ وَاجَبَالَ وَاكَذَا وَاكَذَا, and she was praising him that, oh, he was the mountain of a man, he was a very great man, he was like this, he was like that. All the great qualities she was explaining about him. To addidu alihi, repeating many qualities that he was a person like this, which is common with us also. And especially when ulama or somebody like that, prominent people pass away, then they even have programs on the radio that this was the type of person people phone in, etc. So this condition. فَقَالَ حِينَ أَفَاقَ, when he woke up from when he came out of his unconscious state, or semi-unconscious state, whatever it was, when he came out of it, he said, مَا قُلْتِ شَيْئًا إِلَّا قِيلَ لِي أَأَنْتَ كَذَلِكَ. He said, whatever you were saying, then the farishtas, angels, were telling me, were you like that? Were you like that? In other words, excessive praising is not permissible, because that is not correct. So we should be very careful in the lifespan of a person or after he has passed away to excessively praise a person and over the limit. We in our opinion might have those thoughts, but he was that person like that. That person in reality might not have been like that. And then he has been punished there for that, or he's been questioned. Abu Nu'man ibn, we are prohibited from praising the life or the deceased with such qualities which he did not possess. To make ta'aruf, to introduce a person, is something else. And to make ta'arif, to praise a person, is something else. We should avoid praising people, and we should, if necessary, introduce a person. But to praise that he is like this, sometimes we introduce our friends also, and we go over the limit in praising. وَعَنْ ابْنِ عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ عَنْهُ قَالَ اشْتَكَى سَعَدُ بْنُ عُبَادَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ عَنْهُ الشَّكْوَى. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Sa'ad ibn Ubada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had become ill. فَأَتَاهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَعُودُهُ. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and visited him. مَا عَبْدِ الرَّحْمَنِ ibn عَوْفِ Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqasa, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, together with these Sahaba as well, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqasa, Waqas, and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. They all went and visited him. فَلَمَّا دَخَلَ عَلِيهِ وَجَدَهُ فِي غَشْيَةٍ. When they entered by him, they found in the house, they found that he found out that he was in an unconscious state. فَقَالَ أَقَذَا. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, has he passed away? قَالُوا لَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. They said, no, he hasn't still passed away, he's in an unconscious state. فَبَكَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried. فَلَمَّا رَعَى قَوْمْ بُكَاءُ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بَكَوْ. When all the other people who were present saw that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was crying, they also all cried. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قَالْ أَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ. Are you listening? In other words, what I've got to say, listen to it properly. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُعَذِّبُ بِدَمْعِ الْعَيْنِ. Allah does not punish the deceased person because of the crying of people, which is naturally, which you feel sorrowful, and it is good at that time to let those tears out. Don't control those tears. وَلَا بِحُزْنِ الْقَلْبِ. And Allah does not punish the person because of the sorrow in the heart. This is that natural sadness and sorrow which a person feels when somebody dear and close has passed away. وَلَكِنْ يُعَذِّبُ بِهَذَا فَوَأَشَارَ إِلَىٰ لِسَانِهِ أَوْ يَرْحَمُ. But Allah Ta'ala punishes on account of this. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam pointed to his tongue, that when we speak wrong words at that time, on account of that, Allah Ta'ala punishes. And if we keep within the limit, Allah Ta'ala praises. We make dua of maghfirat at that time. We make isal al-sawab for the person. Allah Ta'ala has mercy on that person. Weeping and being sorrowful at the time of tribulations is permissible. This is nothing wrong. To be sad, to cry also, natural tears come, but to scream, to go on wailing, etc., to do irrational things, that is not permissible, since it's a natural human response. However, one will be rewarded if he is pleased with the decision of Allah. Allah knows his work and who he took at which time, Allah knows. And if a person is that it's Allah's decision and he accepts it, and he punished if he exhibits anger and dislike for the divine decree. And if a person is unhappy with Allah's decree and he starts moaning and wailing and saying things which he should not, then the punishment is for that. It is mustahab, sunnat in fact, to visit the sick and to inquire about the health. As we see in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and visited the sick. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam displayed tremendous compassion towards the Sahaba, that he had such great feeling, he went and visited his Sahaba and he showed compassion towards them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the Sahaba valuable lessons in the appropriate manner and at the opportune of her manners. And Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he cried, and then he did not just cry, but he even explained to the Sahaba that this crying is permissible. And he made the tarbiyat, and he made the Sahaba and the Ummah understand the actual deen and the proper deen. وعن أبي مالك الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال حضرت أبو مالك أشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه says قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said النائحة إذا لم تتب قبل موتها. These professional women who are hired to cry when somebody passes away, like it was in the day of ignorance. They used to hire the woman who used to practice and were professionals in crying, wailing, mourning, etc. If such a woman does not make tawbah before she passes away, تُقَامُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَعَلَيْهَا سِرْبَالٌ مِنْ قَطِرَانٍ. On the day of Qiyamah, she will stand up and she will be wearing a dress of tar coal. وَدِرْعٌ مِنْ جَرَبٍ. And an armor of scabies. That is, the dress will be that will be burning all the time. That adab. So that will be the punishment. So for those women who do this work professionally, and who do, even now, if there are certain women who are known that they just come and they start crying and they create an environment, etc., they should make tawbah from that. The hadith warns us against wailing over the deceased and encourages those involved in it to repent from it before death. The punishment for it in the year after will resemble the nature of the sin. That how the sin was, like that it will be resembled on the day of Qiyamah. So we should not over the limit praise any person. Especially we do it when alim is introduced, etc. The excessive over the limit praises is not correct. To introduce the person is right, but the praises is not correct. Even amongst ourselves, to praise a person too much is not correct. And this wailing and mourning, that should be also, it should not be allowed. It is not permissible.